Welcome to the very first day of Camp Kelly here at the Novacare Complex. The veterans reported 89 players out on the field. Everybody passed their conditioning test except for William Powell, who was later released. So we got 89 guys out here, but we're going to look at the receivers. Bo Wolf with Adam Kaplan, now of ESPN. And Adam, let's talk about the wide receivers here. And it is going to be a much different face of this team. You're going to see a lot of different things than you would have under Andy Reid.
Yeah, it's correct. The routes are different. The rhythm is different to the offense. And this is no longer the deep passing game. It's kind of wait till the receivers get open and throw it. It's a timing-based, almost a true West Coast offense in principles. But it's a short area quickness type of deal. So receivers capable of getting open soon and very quickly, they're going to do very well in this offense.
Obviously, the most intriguing guy here is DeSean Jackson, seeing how he'll be used in this offense with Chip Kelly. What kind of expectations do you have for number 10?
He's going to be a run after the catch type of guy, where they're going to throw it 15 yards or 20 yards downfield in space, and then he's just going to run. And that's the hope, is that he gets that separation, which he should do. He's still one of the fastest receivers in the National Football League.
Have any expectations for DeSean, maybe as a ball carrier here and there?
You know, maybe an inside handoff. You never know. He may line up as a quarterback. I mean, you know, this is a guy who was a good baseball player in high school. You'd never know.
Now you talk about the next guy, and we don't know who is safe here going into the 53-man roster cutdown, but obviously Jeremy Maclin is pretty good. He is facing a big year, though, entering a contract year. What kind of expectations do you have for him?
Yeah, it's an interesting dilemma here, because he's on the final year of his rookie deal, and let's be honest about it, really no one behind him is ready to be a starter. So they'd like to see him do well and extend his contract, but he's a guy who's been sort of inconsistent. He hasn't quite been what we thought he was. Earlier in his career, first 2 years, looked like he was going to be a really, really good football player. He's still talented, but he hasn't ascended like we all probably thought. And this is it for him. This is the training camp where he's got to do it, and the preseason. I think if he progresses, I think there's a realistic chance that they'll start trying to negotiate an extension with him before his contract ends. But it's all about him. This is a great system for him because he's a guy you can line up in a variety of places. Remember, Bo, at Missouri, he lined up a lot in the slot.
He's also a physical guy, and the expectation is that these receivers will be asked to do a lot more run blocking this year than they have in years past.
Yeah, and Macklin's a willing blocker. Riley Cooper's a guy, when he gets on the field, is a good blocker. That puts a premium on guys who kind of been keeping in shape or building up their muscle mass, and that's going to be important. And technique, obviously, is also a big thing. With an offense last year at Oregon that ran about 64% of the time.
Now, a very deep group of receivers here. We don't know how many receivers this team's going to keep, maybe five, maybe six. You've got guys like Jason Avant, Riley Cooper, Aurelius Ben, who was acquired through a trade. But one of the more intriguing guys here, and a fan favorite, as they are intrigued by the size, 6'7", Ifeanyi Moma out of Boston College, took last year off after tearing his ACL during his senior season at Boston College, ran a sub-4 40-yard dash when working out for teams. Joined the Eagles, and the Eagles coaches have raved about him, not just for his size and speed, but they think he's got really good hands.
Yeah, and here's the thing is that you like is there's really no one like him that you could work out. At 6'7", who runs in the high 4.3s, low 4.4s, you just don't find these guys off the street. So that was the first thing, talking to people involved in the process, that really intrigued them. They'd done their homework, but there was not enough tape on him. So they had to take a little bit of a leap of faith. He was here in OTAs, but the issue with him is getting started. He has trouble building up that speed, but once he gets downfield 15 yards, then you start to see the separation. It's truly unique, and also, he plays on special teams. He's a guy who can do that. He's an intriguing package, but you brought it up. Five or six receivers, he could play into if they carry six receivers or not.
The final guy I want to ask you about, Adam, is on the opposite side of the size spectrum. Demaris Johnson, coming off an impressive rookie season. He had the second most receiving yards of any undrafted rookie last season, and he's a guy who fits that quickness and fast-paced offense that you think that Chip Kelly would want to run.
Yeah, it's truly, when you look at the Oregon offense, I watched four games over the last month, and it just strikes me that it's such a quick, fast-paced, get it out of the quarterback's hands in a couple seconds type of offense, and that really favors receivers who have good short area quickness. The best short area quickness receiver on this team is Demaris Johnson. That's why I think he could be a surprisingly big factor. He could max out if he does become a guy who dresses on Sundays, someone who could catch anywhere between 30 and 50 passes. I really believe that.
All right. Well, Adam Kaplan breaks down the wide receivers for this Eagles team on the first day of veteran training camp in Chip Kelly's first year as head coach for the Eagles.